News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Vladimir Putin has said he has many questions about the proposed US brokered ceasefire with Ukraine and has set out a series of sweeping conditions that would need to be met before they would agree to the 30-day truce. Ian Bond is a former British diplomat in Moscow. He's now the Deputy Director of the Centre for European Reform. Good morning, Ian. Yesterday, there was a lot of initial reporting in the US saying that Putin was on board, but those more seasoned reporters realised that he would couldn't have been further from that point.
That's exactly right. I mean, this was definitely a yes, but, and the but mattered much more than the yes.
What exactly do you think it will take Vladimir Putin to sign up to this? Because it would appear on the battlefield he has the upper hand for the first time in some time, and now is not the time he wants to stop.
I think that's right. So, you know, part of what's required is much more support for Ukraine to enable them to push back. And in fact, in some parts of the eastern part of the front, they have been pushing back. What they've been losing is what they hoped was a bargaining chip for them, which was the territory inside Russia itself that they took last summer. And, you know, they'd held on to that for 6 months or so. But in the last few weeks and days, the Russians have more or less managed to get the Ukrainians off Russian territory. And so, you know, suddenly they've lost something that they were hoping they could say, well, you know, we'll withdraw from this area if you withdraw from that area. And I think Putin has very deliberately been trying to make sure that they haven't got anything to bargain with there. So then, you know, there are two things that the West can do. One is to impose more sanctions, and the other is to give Ukraine more military help. And I think probably both of those would be in prospect in the days and weeks to come, although a lot depends on Donald Trump, and you can never predict precisely what he'll do.
Well, he also has the potential to run out of road quite quickly with Vladimir Putin, because what realistically can he do? We've seen him side and use Russian talking points. But if the Ukrainians and the Americans have signed up to the 30-day ceasefire and the Russians don't come to the table, his options are very limited.
Yeah, my worry is that he will basically accept Putin's unacceptable conditions and then try to coerce the Ukrainians again by turning off intelligence and military supplies. You know, he has a history of believing Putin when no one in their right mind would believe Putin. So I think there is a real risk there.
It's incredible to think that 2 weeks ago we were talking about the complete breakdown in relations between Ukraine and the United States, and then it turned around quite quickly, and now pressure is back on Russia. The world of diplomacy is not the same as it used to be.
Certainly when Donald Trump is in the White House, the world of diplomacy looks very, very different. But I think, you know, this did take a lot of heavy lifting. There are some interesting stories that have been in the media about the efforts that Keir Starmer and his national security advisor, Jonathan Powell, someone who I think will be well known on your side of the water because of his role in the Northern Ireland
peace process.
Yeah. So, you know, they I think, were very much engaged in trying to get the Ukrainians and the Americans back onto more or less the same page. But, you know, I continue to worry. I think we've seen in the past that given the choice between standing up to Putin and not standing up to Putin, Trump has a habit of not standing up to Putin. And he may calculate that it's easier for him to bully the Ukrainians than it is to bully Putin.
Of course, in the middle of this, we have NATO. Mark Rutte, who's the head of NATO, was in meeting Donald Trump yesterday. That appeared to be quite cordial. And one of Putin's red lines is NATO not being on the ground in Ukraine. Where do you think America will land on that eventually?
Well, I know where America will land. America will land in favor of Putin. Trump and people in his administration have no interest in Ukraine joining NATO. For European members of NATO, I think that's a different matter. You know, they see, and I think they're quite right, that the best guarantee of security for any country in Europe, and I know the sensitivities in Ireland, but the best guarantee certainly for any country that is in Russia's neighbourhood is to be a member of NATO, because Putin has a habit of not attacking NATO countries, even when, you know, in some respects he's given the opportunity to do so. So a few years ago, Turkey, a NATO member, shot down a Russian aircraft. There was almost no reaction at all from Putin to that, which, you know, in many circumstances might have been regarded as an act of war. So I think for most Europeans, they would like to see Ukraine inside NATO. If it can't join NATO because the Americans exercise a veto, then you have to find something which is as close to a NATO-style guarantee as you can provide, that makes Putin think that if he attacks Ukraine again, there will be serious military consequences for Russia.
Okay, we'll leave it there for now. Ian Bond, a former British diplomat in Moscow, Deputy Director of the Centre for European Reform. Thank you for joining us on News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.